So the Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechter Shvius, Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph, Klal Gadol, Amru B'Shvius. A major halacha, major yesod, when it comes to understanding Shemitah. Zakta Mishnah. Kal, anything that grows from the ground. Hamiyuchid, that is singled out, L'maychal Adam, for a person to eat. Ein oisin mimenu melugma. A melugma is a kind of a medicated band-aid. What they would do is, they would chew a mouthful or a cheekful of wheat or figs, and they would put it on the makkah. Actually, the word melugma is like a combination of two words, meloy lugma, a cheekful. What's the problem? The problem is that peri shmita, that are singled out for eating, you can't turn that into a band-aid. And we know this because the pasuk says, v'hoysa shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla, chazal darshan, that anything that is singled out lachem, that's normally a meichel adam, is only mutter if it's la'achla, if it's something that everybody would use it for. Eating is something everyone needs, or everyone wants. On the other hand, refuah is not for everyone, it's only someone that has this makkah. So it's not called a hanah hashava l'chol nefesh, that is equal for everybody. So once again, klal gadol amru b'shvius, a major rule when it comes to understanding how to treat Shemitah produce. Kol ha'miyuchid l'maychal adam, something that grows from the ground and is used for eating, ein oisim imenu melugma, you can't make this band-aid, so to speak, and wrap it around l'adam for a person. The ein tzarech loimer, and it wouldn't even be necessary to say that you can't do it l'behema for a behema, as a medicine for a behema. V'chal, anything that grows from the ground, she'ena miyuchad l'maychal adam. This particular thing that grows is usually used for behema feed, for fodder. Oisim mimenu melugma l'adam. You can take behema food and use that for a medicine for a person, avaloi l'behema. But you can't take the behema food and use it for a medicine for the behema. Now, we said that we learned from the pasuk of Hoysa Shabbos Oretz Lachem La'achla, Chazal Darshan, Peris Shvius, that are singled out Lachem for you to eat for supper or breakfast or lunch, are mutter only to use it in the form of eating, but not for refuah. But we also learned from this pasuk that if it's not Lachem, in other words, it's not singled out for a person to eat, then you can use it for the tzairach of a person's refuah. How do I know I can't use it if the behemah has a boo-boo? The answer is the pasuk says, "Ola behem techav alachaya shebiyartzecha tiyakal tfuas alecha." Chazal dashen from this that if it's roi liachil as behemah, it could only be for that purpose, for the behemah to eat, but not to turn it into a refuah for the behemah. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. V'chal, anything that grows from the ground, she'ena miyuchad, that is not singled out, loy lemachal adam or loy lemachal behemah. Normally, this is not used not for people to eat and not for behemoths to eat. Unless your mamash have no choice. Sometimes a person will eat it. And sometimes you'll feed it to your behemoth, and sometimes you'll just use it for fire fuel. So here we say as follows. Chashav alav. When you pick this, if you were thinking you're going to use it l'maychal adam, for a person to eat, or l'maychal behema, or for the animal to eat, noisin alav chumrei adam, so we apply the stringency as if it was food prepared for a person. So you can't make a band-aid for a person. The chumrei behema. It also has the stringency of behema food. For example, you can't cook it. Now, why can't you cook meichel behema of Shemitah? And the answer is because behemas don't necessarily like cooked food. Behema eats raw food, not cooked food. And the peiros of Shemitah can only be eaten in the way they are used. Anytime you do something with it out of the ordinary, that's called you're changing it. It's called like a hefsid. You're not bringing out the most hana from it. You give a behemoth something that's cooked and say, see how nice it was, I cooked it for you. He's going to give you a look. He's not interested in the cooked food. So again, we're dealing with something that sometimes is a meichel adam, sometimes is a meichel behemoth, sometimes you just use it for fire fuel. So if, we're repeating, Chashav Olav, he was thinking when he picked it, L'maychal Adam or L'maychal Behema, is going to use it for either Maychal Adam or Maychal Behema. So Noisin Olav, we have to apply over here, Chumrei Adam, the Chumra of Maychal Adam. For example, you can't use it as a band-aid. Begam chumrei behemen, also the chumra of Michael behema. For example, you can't cook it. But if chashaval, if he was thinking about this as he picked it, he's going to use it le'etzim, the same way you would use wood for fire fuel, hareyu ke'etzim. Then that's what it is. And it doesn't have the kedush of Shemitah at all. It's just like plain wood. If you have wood that's laying there to be thrown into the oven, you know the kind of logs of wood that you see on Pesach by the matzah bakery? The kedush of Shvias is not chal on it. We already explained why. Because the kedush of Shvias has to be in such a way where you're having hana from it as it's disappearing from the world, as it's like getting destroyed. Hanasam ubi'orim have to be shavim. When you eat something as you're having hana, it can't be used anymore. But when you're using the wood to bake, first it burns up, turns into coals, and that's when you're having hana from it. Okay, so what are examples of some of these things that are not officially Michael Adam, not officially Michael Behema? Sometimes they're used for fire fuel, but you could eat it, or your Behema could eat it. Zakta Mishnah Gagan, for example, Hasiya, that's a type of grass. In Arabic, it's called Tzidrag, says the Batanura. You want to know the dictionary definition? It's called pennyroyal grass. I'm not sure, though, if you walk into your local vegetable store and ask for pennyroyal grass, if they would know what you're talking about. Unless it's a Talmud Chacham. Zakta Mishnah Vayter V'Ezov. So here the Batanura says Tzetar. And in Arabic it's called Isfoy. V'Hakornis. Kornis in Arabic. Chasha. You have to realize the Batanura, with great mysterious nefesh, came to Eretz Yisrael. So if he was explaining things, the language that they spoke on the street was Arabic. Dictionary definition, savory. So all these grasses are grasses that are like herbs. You could eat them. Sometimes they're used as food for people, sometimes as food for animals, and sometimes as fuel for the fire. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, we learned klal gadol bashvias. If it's singled out for a person to use, you can't make the ingredients of a Band-Aid with it. And for sure not a Band-Aid for a behema. If it's not singled out for a person, rather it's normally used for Michael Behema, you could make a Band-Aid for a person, but not for the Behema. And if it's not particularly used all the time for Michael Adam, and not for Michael Behema, but sometimes it's used for Michael Adam, or Michael Behema, or fire fuel, so it depends what you were thinking when you picked it. If you were thinking you're going to use it for Michael Adam and Michael Behema, you actually have the chumras of both. The chumra of Michael Adam is, you remember, can't make the Band-Aid out of it. The chumrah of Michael Behem is you can't cook it. Because Shemitah food has to be used the way it's normally used. And Behemas don't normally get cooked food. If you were thinking, when you picked it, you're going to use it for fire fuel, for wood, for the fire, then it has the same din as wood. And there's no kiddusha of Shemitah at all. And the Mishnah gave us examples of these types of things that are not necessarily Michael Adam or Michael Behema, sometimes used for fire fuel, but you could eat it, and your behema could eat it. Three types of grasses were Sia, Ezaiv, and Kairanis.